That's the old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year, 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man would fill through.
Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. Today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound, a catchy rhythm, a catchy voice.
Was I gay?
Everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Or maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single. So maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you'll enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue?
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's try it and see, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this key okay for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am I blue?
Kind of a feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute, I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. And And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas. Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And, Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And
we never get them out
of
sound.
Be stuck in there for... Bar 39, please.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Joni, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
So that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Joni, what are you making some noise back there? I can't seem to figure what it is.
I'm tapping my feet.
Better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again. One, two.
Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
There, can you make your pickups going into the change of key here? Can you raise your pickups something like the trumpets are doing?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's try it once more. Same bar. Same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Am I blue?
Change the lyrics here from "If each plan with your man done fell through" to "If you try, but your guy won't be true." You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now, the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B10998, take 8.
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Was a time I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which he hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
Was his only one, but now I'm a sad and lonely.
Listening to her voice track, Joni now sings a second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but
and now, one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929... like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
Emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
Tears in these eyes telling you.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hey, West Coast!
West Coast!
Hey, West Coast!
Hey, hey!
Hey!
We'll be right back.
toning like a couple pieces of the LA Weekly to wipe his ass with.
Yeah, totally.
Radio Valencia, where all your adolescent fantasies can come true.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
It's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
got the biggest rig in Texas, and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sings so well. So he's got himself a motto. Every night you'll hear him yell, drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with Pom Pom Tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by Bunny Whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
We'll be right back. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Do you know how to do laundry?
What?
Well, this is a laundromat, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've never done laundry before, and I don't know how.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, the instructions are on the inside of the lid.
Inside the lid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, inside the lid, eh? Let's see. Ah, there we are. To wash clothes, follow these five easy steps. Okay. Number one, put clothes in the machine. All right. Number two, put in detergent. Okay. Number three, close lid. Uh-oh.
Progressive rock, krautrock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.